Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Tuesday, October 5th, 2011. This is Audio Boo number 108. Hey, I am actually in the Best Buy parking lot. I had to come pick up a new set of headphones. I don't know about you, but I go through my iPhone headphones very quickly. But anyways, hey, I'm going to talk a little bit about Apple. Could talk about the stock market. And I think that's about it. Actually, you know, I am now also a paying member of Audio Boo. I went ahead and signed up for the extra minutes. Not that I've Audio Booed too much lately, but there's always hope. Anyways, Apple, right? Let's talk about the new iPhone. I was a little underwhelmed. I think Wall Street was as well. That the new iPhone, well, they didn't come out with the 5G, iPhone 5. It's iPhone 4S, right? Has a better camera. Looks like better battery life. And, you know, that's actually kind of a big deal, so I don't want to underplay better battery life. That's one thing I think we go through quickly. I know mine only holds a charge, it seems like, for about an hour or so, if I'm surfing the web or something. But anyways, 8-megapixel camera, no 4G speed, no, no bigger screen. Looks like it's going to be out on Sprint, so hooray, I guess. The other thing, too, is that, you know, really it's the same size, same shape, pretty much, and it, I don't know, I'm just thinking that Apple kind of, when you look at the technology, say, like of the Droid Bionic, right? It seems to offer a little bit more, plus the 4G speed. So, you know, time for me to upgrade next year, I might think about a Droid. That's the bottom line. It's not Tim Cook's fault. It's just the way it is. It looks like, you know, I'm sure the tried and true will stay with Apple, the iPhone. But I don't know. I think a lot of us will evolve to the next thing. But hey, the other thing we're talking about is the market, because I've been so busy at work, I don't have time to watch the market too much during the day. I'm always trying to catch up later. And I did have a chance to just peek at my iPhone and peek at the market as the day was going along. And first it's down, then it's back up, and then it's down huge, and then it reverses, right? And that reversal is kind of an important thing. We're kind of due. It's been oversold. It's horrible, right? We had a horrible quarter, and yesterday was bad. And you know how the market sell in May and go away and buy sometime in October, and I'm kind of thinking, man, this looked like a retest, because this morning we quickly dipped down into the bear market, the official bear market definition of 20% down on the index. And the S&P 500 was down there, but it kind of rallied up to close above it, and it's almost looked like a retest of the lows to me. So I haven't checked the volume numbers out, because, you know, I'm still out and about shopping and all. You kind of get the feeling, at least I get the feeling, that, you know, the U.S. economy isn't that bad. We've really been headline news driven from Europe, from Greece. And Greece is a mess, right? I mean, hey, we're looking for another bailout because, well, we just can't cut spending. Spending is what it is, and they're not willing to cut it. So, I don't know. What's their plan? Just to let the checks bounce? So, to me it's like, well, that's still the big risk, but I think the U.S. is a little bit stronger than everybody thinks, and maybe we'll see that as earnings season comes up. And, you know, even these iPhones, if I'm not that impressed, but I think a lot of folks are willing to trade up their older phones and get the new iPhone, and, you know, they're going to sell a ton of them, right? Because it is a pretty good phone. But, hey, that's it. Well, hey, it is Tuesday. It's actually raining here in Sacramento. It's kind of our first big storm. It says it's going to dump later and actually get some snow in the higher elevations. So summer came, summer went. It's getting dark. It's getting wet. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. You've been down on your luck. And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at MusicAlley.com. This is Tyrannosaurus Chris with Bottle of Booze. See ya. You've been taken for a ride while they're dancing to another tune. It's all right. No, they're never gonna take us alive. Well, we're rolling along, still singing a song with a smile and a bottle of
trust. They take every cent that you touch.